That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Culture genius.
Culture genius.
Culture genius.
Culture genius. Stitcher Premium presents Culture Genius.
Culture genius.
Trivia game show hosted by the creators of Black Joy Mixtape Podcast, Amber J. Phillips and Jazz Walker.
Each week, Amber and Jazz recap some of the most iconic moments in black culture while quizzing their hilarious and talented contestants.
Running through trivia categories like Black in the Day and Bus a Rhyme, every show is a celebration of black excellence.
Listen and play along as contestants go hard to earn respect and the esteemed title. Culture genius.
Culture genius.
Culture genius.
Very good. And hey, for a free month of Stitcher Premium, go to stitcherpremium.com/culturegenius and use promo code
OFFBOOK.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
To Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
That one's Zach Reno.
That one's Jess McKenna.
That's Scott Passarella on the keys, king of pianists, pianist of kings. We got Dana on the drums. We got engineer Brett pushing a bunch of things that I don't understand. Thank God he does.
You understand them. Remember that time you talked about panning?
Yeah, he's not panning us, I don't think.
No, I just mean like, you know more than you let on. That time you were like, this is kind of panning left for me. And I was like, what's happening?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I would say the first grade equivalent knowledge of sound mixing.
Whatever, man. I'm in pre-K. I'm sitting on my stoop holding that sign that says first day of pre-K.
Hey, I'm really happy that you're here and in school.
Thanks.
And we're all doing it. And I'm happy that Brett is like fully graduated.
Yeah, fully mixing. Master's degree.
Knows what's up. A master's degree in mastering.
He's panning.
Left and right.
Whoa.
People are going to have this happen in their ear right now. This is, okay, so this episode of Off Book is brought to you by drugs. And also, just like, we're trying to create a space.
Oh my gosh.
Calm down. Breathe deeply. Some people use this to fall asleep. And this is their nightmare right now.
People use us to fall asleep?
Yeah. People use all podcasts to fall asleep. Don't take it personal.
No, I'm not. I know the type of podcast I fall asleep to, and there's no way I could fall asleep to ours with like, wow, a bird's here, and he needs to do karate.
That karate bird. Speaking of which, we have a new person in our studio. He's karate bird.
But also, another person.
She's an incredible actor, improviser.
Face mask promoter.
Guys, you know her from Kimmy Schmidt. We have the incredible Lauren Adams.
I mean, this day won't get better. That's like the best intro you could ever get. On your kindergarten sign, your pre-K sign, what does it say you want to be when you grow up?
Oh, great. If I'm thinking about me in pre-K, probably it says construction worker, cartoonist, and if all else fails, none.
Ooh, good. Love a Catholic woman.
Yeah.
So what is this? Maybe it's just that I went to like a very hippie pre-K where I just like wore a tutu and ran around and danced all day.
Sure, that was
like my truth as a child.
Sure.
But what is this thing about like the
boards?
Dog.
This is because you don't have friends with kids.
You don't have friends with kids on that gram.
This is a modern Instagram phenomenon.
You get a cool sign off.
This wasn't a thing you did from school. This is a thing you do to your child.
You get a cool sign off Etsy.
Sometimes removable letters.
Yeah, Jess McKenna, first day of pre-K. I'm this tall. And this is what my favorite food is.
Yeah.
And this is what I want to be when I grow up.
I have seen this sign, but only for the Golden Doodle Instagram account that I call. It's mostly about puppies.
This is so funny. So basically, I assume you and I are the same at all points, but I have truly like a million, hundreds of these in my Instagram.
Now that you mention it, I do, my cousin has just posted something like this, but there was nothing about careers on it, and that's where it was in my
sometimes
head.
It just says like first day of pre-K, whatever, yeah. First day of, and then
sometimes
usually,
there's a lot of questions.
Yes, sometimes there's a lot of information, and then usually you bookend it with the last day of school, and then sometimes
of their
you put
life?
You throw them up side by side,
like
put them up
side by like side. You're like, look how much Trent grew in third grade.
Yeah. Oh, in third grade, you don't do one in kindergarten, then one in college.
No, well, I mean, I guess if you're doing one every year, you could, year. Zach. Okay. And we'll check in with these babies in 18 years, and we'll find out.
So, did your when did you as a kid? Lauren.
I know you're listening to pauses, but we are watching him be in full control right now.
He knows what's happening.
Yeah, I'm wondering, like, what was your? Because I imagine at some point in time you decided you wanted to be an actress. Before it was that, was there a point where it was something so totally, totally different?
Are you ready for how messed up I am?
It was actress all along.
It was always actress. Like, I remember being five. I think there was like some point there was like some fake things that aren't careers, like princess or whatever.
Sure.
Clown, which I think is actress, secretly.
Yeah.
Clown is...
actor, right?
Clown is...
It also depends.
Is a clown an actor?
Yeah, it depends.
Would a clown take issue with that? Lauren, what was the thing you wanted to ask before we started?
What I wanted to say before we started, and I said I would say it on the podcast, is I musically improvised with both of you on stage before. We've done Baby Once Candy shows together.
Yeah.
And I listened to this podcast, and... I don't believe you make it up because I feel like it's too good. When I listen to the songs, I'm like, no, they took a break. So I'm going to get to the bottom of it today because I feel like you take breaks and write the songs because they're too good. And so I'm feeling nervous because the songs are too good. And then I inevitably always go, well, the guest isn't going to be that good. And then they're good. And I feel really stressed out about it. I feel so stressed.
Can I tell you the secret?
Yeah.
You know that unlimited drug? What's that pill called? That limitless drug?
Yeah, that limitless. That Bradley Cooper limitless drug.
I didn't see that movie, but we have that drug.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
We take that pill that unlocks all the secret potential within us, but we only do it before the podcast. We don't do it before live shows.
Okay, great. Because I always listen and I'm like, it's too good. And you guys are both good at rhyming and I'm stressed because I'm very bad at it.
We were talking a lot about drugs before this podcast.
We were talking a lot about drugs.
And we should say, since we know that we have some listeners that live in states where not all drugs are legal, that you have to be very careful when you do drugs, don't do drugs. Drugs are bad. But there are drugs that are more fun than other drugs. And I don't know any of them because I'm scared of all drugs.
I'm scared of drugs too.
I think, hey, if you're afraid, it's probably not going to be a fun situation.
That's correct. I think that's good advice.
Because it brings out a lot. Like, you know, you don't want to be like, and now let me unlock my fear center.
What do you do if you live in a place where you have to go on like a vision quest, like, but you don't want to?
There you go.
We go now to...
The Amazon?
The Amazon. Not the .com. The real one. There's a macaw flying by. Where an ancient and secret culture still sends people on vision quests to this day. And they are called... The Limitless.
Gather round, you brave ones. Gather round, you few. Unlock what your future is. Find out what you will do. This isn't ayahuasca. No, it's not some ancient root. We're taking limitless pills. Limitless pills is what we do.
It's a limitless, visionless vision quest. Visionless vision quest. There are no limits and no visions to put you to the test. Cause it's a limitless visionless vision quest. Take the drugs, my child, and unlock the hidden potential within. You won't have any visions, and then your life vision can begin. You won't see illusions. You'll just feel your strength inside. You won't wake up in the middle of the night with shivers and want to hide on this limitless, visionless vision quest. OCP and all of the rest. It's a limitless, visionless vision quest.
And maybe your life is making you feel like you are stuck.
You are stuck.
Get yourself to the jungle and get out of the muck.
Out of the muck. The best on this limitless vision quest. Oh, guys, are you nervous? Because I'm nervous.
Of course I'm nervous.
You guys are babies. There's nothing to be nervous about. We talked through everything.
Daphne, you're so cool.
Listen, I've done like everything you can take. Like anything you can take, I've done it.
But Daphne, you haven't taken the limitless drug yet.
Okay.
You're not allowed to take the limitless drug until you come to this Amazonian rite of passage. But Daphne, you've done all the things?
I've done everything you can do.
Oh my gosh.
And guess what?
What?
I'm still here. I'm still okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
But the thing about the limitless drug, the limitless visionless vision quest, is that we're going to be just questing in our own minds. We're not going to be able to, like, see. And my main worry is, like, I'm going to straight up walk into a croc's mouth.
Okay. We came to this jungle because it is the safest jungle to just wander around without vision in.
Yeah.
Not the safest place, but the safest jungle.
Okay.
And I think you just need to give in to the limitless drug because what's the worst thing that could happen?
We could die. The worst thing that happened is we could die.
Yeah, I just told you I could walk right into a croc's mouth.
We could walk into the mouth of a crocodile and die a slow crocodile-based death.
Or like a big old spider could bite me that's super poisonous.
Okay, Jessica, Janine.
Yes. I am Jessica.
I'm Janine.
Look at me, okay?
Yes.
You can die from a poisonous spider at home in Cleveland, Ohio.
You're right. Okay. I did find that brown recluse
one time. Daphne. Death is everywhere.
So why not just do the drugs and fun stuff? You get in your car every day and you drive to work and you're on your way. And then you get into a horrible crash.
Horrible crash.
You kill your neighbor who you carpooled to work with. And you're in the hospital for months and you can't walk. You can die anywhere.
And you're a baby.
Easy.
You can die making Pop-Tarts if you're very small and get stuck inside the toaster, maybe. You can die in a blender if the blender is big and you are small. Basically, if you are a borrower and very small, anything can kill you, like anything, and you can die anywhere. Second floor of a building and you fall down the stairs. You can die anywhere.
I wanna believe you, you know I wanna, but I'm busy thinking of dying by piranha. I'm thinking that I'll trip over a vine.
Over a vine.
And I'll snap my neck and I'll say, what the heck, I'll just stay here for a while. But then I'll roll down a hill and a big open mouth of a crocodile.
But you can die anywhere.
Who's to say there are piranhas in your house?
Anywhere.
A crocodile could be hiding with your spouse.
Anywhere.
Daphne, you're right.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. What?
It's the spirit guide.
Hey, everybody.
Oh my gosh, you're so approachable. You were standing so still. I thought you were a statue.
Sometimes I like to pretend I'm a statue.
Oh my gosh, really convincing. You could be one of those people who like puts out a hat and gets money.
Thank you. You know, if I were doing that, I would paint myself shiny gold, dress up like a robot, and do a fun robot dance.
Yeah. And like people would like pay money.
They would give you money for that.
They would like definitely like rollerblade over to you and like drop a few coins.
And you'd be surprised. Like you don't think those people make a lot of money, but like they make a lot of money.
They make like a lot of money.
They make a lot of money. And it's not taxed.
It's not taxed because you don't report it. You don't tax. You make a lot of money.
Fraud. That's fraud.
That is fraud. The government could get that money.
Okay, everybody calm down.
But wait, Mr. Shaman? I'm sorry. Do you have a different name?
No, I mean, my father is Mr. Shaman. My name's Jacob. Jacob Shaman.
Jacob Shaman.
Hi, Jacob. So nice to meet you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry. I'm just like, I think like I'm trying to bond with you so that I can trust you as I go on this vision quest. Like,
sure,
she's real. Let me just get this out of the way because my thing is honesty and drugs. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know my name?
Oh, I know all your names.
You
scheduled an appointment.
That's right.
Yeah, that is
true.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. For a second, I thought it was magic.
Got him on a sheet.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, Janine, what's up?
But how do you know which is which?
Yeah.
What's that?
How do you know which is which?
You don't look like a Jessica. That one's a Jessica. Guilty!
You're right. You are a Jessica. Oh my gosh. I just like, she's all about drugs and honesty. And so she's just like going to, I think, admit that like, I'm super, super
scared.
I'm really scared. And so I think like, I would really appreciate if I could like build trust with you, if you could tell me like, or maybe show me like what that robot dance would look like.
Oh, you want me to show you what my robot dance would look like?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Like I made of steel, not moving at all, just frozen solid. And then start to move my body a little bit, and people start calling. Oh, who's that man over there on the street, and he's all painted like gold? He's telling a story through movement, that's how that story's told. And my wrists start to break just a little bit, and they go down from my arms. And they swing to the side, and they swing to the left, but they don't give anyone harm. I'm not punching people, I'm moving slow, there's a lot of pop and lock. And then a policeman comes over, and he says, you have to stop, cause you didn't pay taxes, you robot. Robot man, you took all that money and you bought a van. You don't have a residence, so I can't find you, you robot dancing man.
Wow, I feel better already.
Oh yeah, sure, no problem.
You don't think that somebody who's decided to live their life in the Amazon knows how to do a robot dance well, but that was impressive.
Well, I will tell you this. When you take the limitless drug, a couple things happen. One, you can't see anything at all. Just black out.
Can we just unpack for a second that it is a little bit ironic that, like, it's supposed to have give you no limits.
It's called limitless.
And suddenly it limits your straight-up vision,
right?
Which is sort of a big limit.
Well, that if you just want that, then just do the limitless test, not the limitless visionless test.
Oh,
We can take the drug with vision.
Did we sign
up? No, there isn't another one.
Were you being pithy?
I was, and honestly, it was not the time for it because you're both in a very vulnerable position right now, and I apologize for that. Yeah. Jacob Shaman, you've done it again. Listen, here's the thing. Yes, you don't have – so a couple things will happen. One, your vision will go away. Two, what will happen inside your mind is not a vision. It's a visionless quest in all of the ways. So – when you are moving around the world, it's not an illusion. It is actually happening. Three, you will be elevated by unlocked potential within you and hampered by the fact that you can't see.
Honestly, elevated I have to go back to point two. So sure. If you're saying if I can't see, but in my head I see me talking to a cupcake, I'm not creating that talking cupcake. It's a straight up talking cupcake.
It's real. There are no visions in a visionless test. Because the limits of reality are off, you see. All of the limits are off, except you can't see. You can't see at all, no matter how much you try. It's like all the world is unlocked, there for you to see, except you can't see, but it's definitely there. It's like you have to trust that the magical vista out in front of you is there, except you can't see the magical vista.
I can't believe I haven't asked this yet, but if I don't
broke up with me. I wanna walk down the aisle and have him my husband be. Will that be real? Will we be betrothed in real life? Or will I be in the dark and not a wife?
So it will be real in the sense that your boyfriend will be there and you will get married. But when you said you wanna see him, that's impossible. You won't be able to see anything at all. So yes, that will happen, and that will be your reality. But you won't be able to see, 'cause you'll be in the dark, but not alone. Be in the dark, but not alone. It will be very real when you go back to your home, but you won't be able to see the home. You're in the dark, but you will not be
I have a question on this vision quest. Why is it called a vision quest if it in fact is visionless? Well, that's a very good question. I guess people really just kind of have a vibe for what a vision quest is, so we didn't have a better way to describe. You're in the dark, but not alone.
And it's like we will be able to go home, and we'll say we said dark in the jungle, but a jungle that felt really safe. And we won't know what is real or not, what from it we will take, until we take this pill. Our inhibitions kill.
We kill.
Take this pill. Be in the dark.
Here you go, Jessica. Whoop. And okay, I see Janine already took hers.
Yeah, I knew that was my one moment of bravery, so I had to just go for it.
Daphne, you ready?
Why am I feeling stressed?
Whoa, I can't see anything!
Gulp. Oh my gosh. It's so dark.
Hello?
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 You have to say what you are, because we can't see you. It's like we're working in an audio-only medium. So everyone has this. If something shows up, everyone in the jungle, if you show up, you have to say something.
Say what you are.
Hello. Oh. I'm a little fruit bat.
Oh. Are you cute?
I am very cute. I am a little fruit bat.
Hello.
Oh my gosh, please say who you are.
What are you? Big old fruit bat.
Oh, a bigger fruit bat.
I'm a big one.
This is my daddy fruit bat.
I'm less cute, but more big.
Hello.
Oh, you have to say who you are.
I'm a medium-sized fruit bat.
How cute are you, though?
I'm cuter than the big one, but less cute than the small one.
That's my mommy fruit bat.
Hi, baby.
We're just three fruit bats. You know what? We don't have vision either.
No, we don't see.
We use echolocation.
Like dolphins and bats.
Or like sonar.
Mm-hmm. Oh, careful, there's a vine. Oh my gosh, thank you so much. That was one of my big fears.
Wait, are you going to teach us how to navigate the world without using our vision?
We can, but we were more so here to say hi.
We're lonely.
We just wanted to say
we get lonely.
We get lonely. It's just the three of us.
Yeah. Can you imagine what it's like to be the only three fruit bats in the world?
I don't think you... Okay, whatever.
As far as we know.
As far as we know.
No, I'm not sure that you're the only...
No, we're pretty sure. We're pretty sure.
It's just us. Let me present our thesis. We're the only ones of our species. Let me present our thesis. We're the only ones of our species.
I haven't seen another fruit bat except for my wife and my child, and even then I haven't seen them. I don't know where it came from. Presumably God just put me here and that's it.
And if I can't see my mom and my dad, then how do I know that they're real and not sad? Just images in my brain, and I'm not also put here by God.
By God.
Let me present our thesis.
can we just say that?
And our theses, we're the only ones of our species.
I'm an only child orphan. My husband's an only child orphan.
From God.
And we have one child. That's 1, 2, 3 fruit bats I see, but don't see. I can't see.
That's all there is. Come let me present
our theses. Guys. I get that you can't see it.
Jessica.
Yeah?
I think this is like my first lesson.
Yeah.
Just let them think they're the only three dang bats.
Really? I was wondering if this was more of a test of like us being like, oh, just because we can't see something doesn't mean it's not there.
Oh.
But you're right. You're right.
I don't know now. Daphne, weigh in.
You guys.
Daphne.
Just like where I am in my life.
Did you take something else besides the limitless is that like drug?
Yeah, I took a couple other things.
Okay. What? Why don't you just let us know what you're dealing with?
What's happening for me in my life is that, like, I do miss Brad.
Yeah.
I do miss him.
I kind of got that from
when you were, it was your number one question. I was like, oh my gosh, she really misses Brad.
Yeah, it's like, I miss Brad. And I know he said, like, please stop contacting me.
So rude, honestly.
But are
so
the fruit rude. Bats Brad?
Okay, let's ask them.
Hey.
Hey, what?
What's up?
Are you guys Brad?
I don't think we're Brad.
What is a Brad?
What's a Brad?
No, these are not Brad.
Okay, but just if you want to know what a Brad is.
Hey. Yeah.
He's a perfect being.
Is he, though?
He's not perfect if he can't be with you.
He didn't see you for the beautiful, wonderful human that you are. Daphne!
Let me present our thesis. Brad's not worthy of the species. When he broke your heart, I wanted to kill him dead. Wander with that thought in your beautiful head. Let me present our thesis.
Brad should be covered in feces. 'Cause he sucks, he just sucks a lot. You're smart and you're talented, also you're hot.
Let me present this fact. We hate Brad.
Who's there?
Oh my gosh. Who is there?
We'll find out. The person, will they say who they are or not? It's the rule you have to say.
Those girls beg the whole jungle.
But we'll find out when we return to the second half of
Limitless Visionless Vision Quest, the musical.
Introducing Audible Originals, a new member benefit.
Audible Originals are exclusive audio titles created by celebrated storytellers from worlds as diverse as theater,
journalism,
literature,
and more.
Every month, Audible members get one credit for any audiobook plus two Audible Originals from a changing selection that you can't get anywhere else.
You can also get access to the fitness and health workouts created exclusively for Audible.
They've got the largest selection of audiobooks on the planet, so you can fill your fall with more stories like, hey, you know what you should get?
Feminasty by Erin Gibson.
It's one that you can get it, and no matter what you get, with Audible, you can go back and re-listen anytime, even if you cancel your membership because the books are yours to keep.
Right, you can go back, re-listen, do it while you're doing chores, while you're walking around, while you're commuting. And you guys, Audible Originals are really amazing. There's one created by a friend Justin Michael and Eric Martin called Bad Reception. It features many of your like favorite UCB and Earwolf friends.
And a couple of the people doing this advertisement.
Talking to you right now. If you were an Audible member, that would be a benefit that you could listen to Bad Reception. You get your first audio book free and choose two titles from the curated list of Audible Originals when you try Audible for 30 days. So choose Bad Reception as one of those.
Visit audible.com/offbook or text offbook to 500-500. That's audible.com/offbook or text offbook, two words, to 500-500.
Guys, listen up. Okay, so here's the old deal.
Give me the Dale deal.
Here's the deal of the day, the deal that's popping around in my brain.
Hey, Dale, could you give me the deal of the day?
Oh, yeah. Hey, guys, it's me, Dale. Hey, frustrated by decades of discomfort and puzzled by the lack of innovation in intimate apparel, Bree McKean
founded Evelyn and Bobby to make smart, functional products that do the job. Evelyn and Bobby rejects outdated assumptions in order to create beautiful, purposeful products to make women's lives better. That's nice.
It
Me,
feels
Dale,
nice.
Appreciates
oh,
this.
God, Dale, you're,
what?
You're so right. You're so right about all of this.
Yeah, I agree, Dale. I'm really happy you're here. Oh, thanks! Evelyn and Bobby is a women-led intimate company that is rooted in technology and the celebration of the natural form and exists to deliver solutions for real life.
I think you said intimate company.
Yeah, it's an intimates company, but you know what? I feel intimately good about this company.
It is an intimate intimates company.
Yeah, it knows you and it knows that, like, hey, you're a real dang woman. It's the best underwear ever. Guaranteed. It is made just for you. Their unique softness combined with smooth, flat seams offers a fit so comfortable, you'll forget you're wearing them. Am I wearing them? I forget. Okay, and Zach,
mm-hmm.
Zach, and Dale. Yeah, I'm still here.
I'm here. Zach is here too. And me, Zach.
Because nude is not one color, Evelyn and Bobby's complexion palette was scientifically developed to match a full range of skin tones to seamlessly blend under light-colored clothing.
It's about dang time, guys.
Yeah, guys, nude is not the same as peach, y'all. Let's get real. So thank you, Evelyn and Bobby, because that means that every skin color can wear this nude shade and it'll blend in under, like, white pants, even though, it's after Labor Day. Evelyn and Bobby comes in three silhouettes, thong, bikini, and girl short, and four-way stretch that moves with you.
It moves through four dimensions in one of them. It's time.
Yeah, honestly, I am loving the feel. These seams are, like, so easy. You know, like, sometimes when you get, like, your pants off at the end of the day, and you're like, dang, that seam dug into my
That's
butt.
That's a hard seam. I have an inward skin tattoo from this underwear.
Yeah, I hate that. It's like what a river does to a canyon. I'm like, I hate this. Get out of here. Yeah. Never having that problem with Evelyn and Bobby. Guys, visit evelynandbobby.com and use code OFFBOOK to get a free pair of knickers with any purchase. Talking knickers, how the Brits say underwear. Thank you. That's a $28 value when you use the code OFFBOOK at evelynandbobby.com. That's EvelynBobbie.com. Get your knickers today. I love knickers.
Sure do.
Welcome back.
When we last left our three friends in the Amazon, they were staring into darkness and three fruit bats were there. But a voice calls out from the jungle.
Who was it? Find out now.
Who's there?
Oh my gosh, you have to say who you are.
You have to say who you are. Wait, are you asking us to say who we are?
Because I want... Okay, ready?
Yeah?
I'm going to give you three clues you're going to guess.
Fun kind of. Oh, I'm scared, but
fun kind of, though. Daphne, is it fun for you?
Tell you this.
Is it fun for me? Yeah, this is all sort of fun. Like I said, I took a lot of stress.
Yeah, right,
like, I'm
yeah.
just having a kind space. Of great time, oh, but
clues,
also
clues,
sad.
Clues, yeah.
All right. Listen to this. What is tall but also small and fits into a bag? What's a bag? I do not know. You have to pick the bag. What?
Okay, like, honestly, the first thing I go to is a borrower, but I think I'm just thinking about borrowers.
What about a tall boy? It's a big beer, but it's also small and it fits into a bag.
Okay,
are you a big beer? Are you a tall boy?
Am I a tall boy?
Wait, let's wait for the other two clues.
Sure, there's more clues. Sure.
Okay, right now in the lead, also, we have borrower and tall boy.
It also can fit into any size bag,
because we
decide how
bag.
Big the bag is.
What is sweet but also sour and something you don't eat? You could eat it if you weren't human, but you're human. I think.
Okay, now I'm thinking tears. I was just thinking, like, tears.
Tears can be sweet.
Like,
but they,
oh, I'm like, the emotion behind them is sweet, but they're sour if you taste them, and I don't want to eat them.
Are they sour, though? But they are something that you can eat if you're human, but you wouldn't. Yeah, okay.
Okay, a tall boy full of tears?
I need more clues.
You have one final clue.
Okay, phew.
The most confusing. What is warm but also cold, and you cannot touch it? It radiates. It's temperature, but you can't touch it with your hand.
Okay, this one I think I actually know.
Okay.
Is it dry ice? Because it's so warm, but it's also cold. But it radiates temperature, but you can't touch it with your hands. Except that you actually can touch it with your hands. You just shouldn't touch it with your hands.
Okay, here's what I think it is. A tall boy full of tears, but on dry ice.
A tall boy full of tears, but on dry ice.
But would that have a voice? I'm thinking twice. Could it be
a tall boy full of tears, but on dry ice?
Do we have just, like, a couple more clues, maybe?
Okay.
Oh, phew,
I'll
this
do
is
a
fun,
rapid
kinda.
Fire series.
Oh, Jesus.
Of many, many clues. Here we go. I'm made of wood, but also not, and I am not a tree. And you can fit me into your mom's stomach if you please. Also, I have hair, but it is grass that grows beneath. What am I? What am I? Tell me what I am.
Okay, now in my head, and I'm trying to work my mind. I think it is that pesky, trippy, big old trumpy vine. I wouldn't need it, and I could fit it any kind of bag. And it's the biggest fear, so in my vision I would have.
You're a vine, you're a vine. You're a big, big, sentient vine.
You're a vine, you're a vine. You're a big, big, sentient vine.
Interesting. Janine got it right because I was her fear. But Jessica, what am I to you?
Oh, you're different things to...
Oh, no, it's like
gone.
A bug art.
It's all of our fears. It's like a bug art.
It takes the form of what we're afraid of.
But it's also a bug art. But it pretends to be not a bug art.
You guys, for me, it was Brad.
Oh!
But does that mean I'm scared of Brad?
Honestly, yeah. I think you're scared of, like, what he means, you know?
Yeah, I think I am.
But, like, remember what Jacob Shulman said.
Yeah.
You're in the dark, but you're not alone.
I'm not alone.
No.
Because sometimes with Brad, I feel alone. And I feel scared. I feel like no one will love me and no one even cares. But I look to my left.
Hi.
And I look to my right.
I'm also on the left.
And I've got two friends beside me. It doesn't matter what side.
You're right.
We walk together. We're not alone. We don't need men or families or anyone else. We are on our own.
We walk together.
We're but not alone.
Not alone.
I'll call you on the phone.
Please do.
I never call anyone at all.
If you are on the left or the right, 'cause we're all together in a line.
1, 2, 3. We're holding our shoulders, our hands on our shoulders, so we can walk bolder. And so I feel just fine.
Just to clarify though, my hands are not on your shoulders.
What?
Though if you feel someone's hands on your shoulders,
they're not mine either.
Hey,
I'm over here.
Okay, so if someone else is here, you have to tell us. That's the rule if you are here. Sorry, that's just me, Jacob Shulman, making sure you don't fall into the river.
And me, Mr. Shulman.
Oh, Dad.
Yeah, because you have your hands on her shoulders, but she has her hands on my shoulders.
But wait, who has their hands on your shoulders, Mr. Shulman?
That's me, Brad.
Brad, what are you doing here?
I don't know. I wasn't here, and then I was here, like someone willed me here with some sort of extra-dimensional force.
Wait a second. Ridiculous. This is ridiculous. Oh, it was just that bug art.
Oh, my gosh. It was my fear. My fear is Brad, and it's not because I love him. It's because I'm afraid of being alone, but with you guys, we walk together. You guys came to the Amazon and did drugs with me.
Yeah, and that's like crazy for us because we like don't even like them.
I don't even like drugs.
No.
And I don't even like the Amazon.
Rude.
Sorry.
Rude.
Not sorry.
Okay, we had one day and to adjust the jet lag and then we were like in this jungle. Like, how can you even say you don't even like the
Amazon?
You
slept most of yesterday?
I don't like the Amazon yet.
You fair. Okay, but yeah. You need to like come at this with a little bit more of an open heart, Jessica.
Guys, can I offer something?
Of course.
If this is our limitless, visionless vision quest, why are we doing something super fun?
Hang gliding, but eating cake at the same time.
Cake gliding. Whoa, what, something is in my...
Oh my gosh.
No.
Oh my gosh, is this red velvet? Oh
my curry!
Mine's coconut!
I wonder if we can change cakes. Oh my gosh, a soccer tort!
Whoa!
Does that even count as cake?
It can if you want!
How does mine change into a pie? I think kind of anything goes.
We were stumbling around, waiting for it to happen. to us. We were trying our best, but we were limited by our faith and trust. But now we have a better way, a better bit. Don't mistake, we can just glide on the wings of cake.
And now we're cake. Cake gliding, like free falling, but with a glider and cake. We're cake.
But now I think with the help of you both, for something better I am ready. I don't wanna be a heartbreaker, wanna be a heartcaker.
Wanna be a heartbreaker, wanna be a heartcaker.
Cake, cake gliding.
All the vampires living in Reseda, head west down Ventura Boulevard. Guys, I just realized what my dream would be.
What, Jess?
I want to be a vampire like in Twilight.
Oh, that's really cute.
Jess, you love Twilight.
I know, and I always thought when I saw it, this is a fantasy. This isn't a thing that you can have in your real life. Because vampires aren't real. But on this vision, I think for the remainder of this vision, limitless, visionless vision quest,
I want to be with you.
It's Edward Cullen from Twilight.
How did you know?
Because I've watched the movie so many times and I know the voice. You didn't even have to say who you are.
I can hear your skin sparkling.
I can hear it sparkling.
Bella, I can't be with you.
You're Bella.
I want you, but yeah, you'll always be my Bella. You're beautiful, Jessica.
Oh, wait. Is Bella here and you're breaking up with her to be with me, or am I your Bella?
You're my Bella.
Okay.
Bella just, you know, meaning like beautiful in Italian.
Like che bella.
Yeah, that's right, because, you know, I've lived for 1,000 years and I've learned a lot of languages, but I can't be with you because I want you too bad. And if we have sex, I'm going to pound you into a bed and tear into the feather pillows. And then it's going to be bad.
But what if I'm a vampire too, which I think I am? So if you pound me into the bed, I'll just pound right back into you.
That means I have to make you a vampire, and I don't know if I can.
But that's what I want.
Wait a second. Are you already a vampire because you've taken a limitless pill?
Let me see. I can't see anything. Can you see things?
Yeah, of course.
Look at my teeth.
Oh my gosh, they're so sharp.
Jessica, I can hear your skin sparkling.
Whoa.
Yeah, me too, girl. Congrats.
I don't want to leave you.
You should, because he said the pounding bed pillow thing, and that sounds like, yeah.
Honestly, like, we get it. Do not miss that. Like, do not miss out on that.
Like, we'll just keep cake gliding. We'll be here.
Yeah. Just real quick.
Sure.
I'm just gonna go get pounded real quick by a vampire. I'll be back in a second, but for now I just wanna get slammed by the undead, pounded by a vampire. Edward, what do you do to me?
Oh, my beautiful Bella.
Jessica.
I think you're worth thinking of another fella. Maybe you're imagining sex with a druid, but I'll go all night cause I don't need to replenish fluid. So you won't be back in a second, you'll be back in a day.
As much fun as it sounds to be pounded for a literal day, I'm kind of in the middle of something with my friends
right now.
So it's gonna either have to be quick or like, let's do it later.
Honestly, sorry, not trying to be a dick.
Sure.
If you prefer it that way, I can be so quick.
Hey.
I was just saying that I can go for a day.
Well, I'm impressed with your control, but I just need a quick, quick pounding from a vampire. A quick. That's one way to start. Oh, I'll be right back. I can't move.
Oh, she's gone. That was crazy.
Wait a second.
Is she really gone or is she?
I think she's straight up gone for a second.
Just feel around for a second.
Hello.
Oh,
still me.
Oh,
hello. It's me, Mr. Shaman.
It's my dad.
Oh, hi, JK.
Okay,
hi, Mr. Shaman.
And I, me, Brad.
Ridiculous. Oh my gosh. Do you know, every time I do it,
yeah.
I just imagine that I do have like Wizarding World spell
powers. Yeah.
And you know how like for that spell you imagine the form that their boggart takes, like doing something silly, like, you know, like Ron puts roller skates on the feet of the spider.
Okay.
I totally, this is like stealing it from Jessica, but I totally think of Brad covered in feces. Is that so bad?
It is so bad, but you know what? It's kind of what I need right now.
Oh my gosh, it's so bad.
Guys, I was a bat and now I'm not.
Oh my gosh.
Bad. Wait a second. You were a bat.
Another cunt. Never a bat. I'm
See, I told you, there's only three fruit bats,
now
and
I'm a
she
vampire
was a vampire bat.
Vampire bat.
Okay, bye.
Bye. That's it from us.
Guys.
What? Dish. Honestly, dish.
Honestly?
But wait, honestly, don't, because what happens?
No, trust me. It's good.
Oh, good.
Honestly, so good.
Congrats, girl.
So quick, so good. Everything I wanted and needed in that moment.
I'm so happy for you.
Like,
thank
I can't you. See you right now, but I bet you look great.
I feel great.
You smell bad.
Yeah.
But in a good way.
But in a good way.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like when you have like that mix of like sweat and like sunscreen.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
It's like that.
That's exactly it.
Wait, can you like be a vampire in the sun if you just put on sunscreen?
Oh, is that it?
I don't know.
Oh, aren't you a vampire now?
Yeah.
Oh.
Should I know?
I don't know. There's no limits to this quest.
Yeah. I'm going to say you can be a vampire in the sun if you put on sunscreen. Because that's what I want. And that's how this is going.
Oh, you're right.
Mr. Shaman, Jacob Shaman.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question.
Okay.
If this is a limitless, visionless vision quest, what if I want vision? If it's limitless.
Come here for a second.
Because limitless comes before visionless. So if it's limitless.
Oh, yeah.
Can
one
we talk
second,
to
one
my
second,
daddy real quick?
Jacob, she's got it.
That's.
Do you know what this means?
No one's ever asked that question before.
That means she's the new shaman.
Finally, I can give up this mantle.
Finally, the shaman family does not have to be the shaman.
I can go live out my dream of painting myself gold and dancing around like a robot.
And me, learning how to make those macaroon cookies.
The French ones?
That's right.
Those are really hard.
You just asked the question no one has dared to ask. And now you can take over our ancient duty. This is now your task.
say is an obvious question, but you're the first one to ask it. It's true, you're not limited
anymore. You're not limited. So we'll give you the keys to the store.
You're truly limitless. Then what a shaman is and what a shaman does could be anybody's guess. What you have just unlocked to me is that limits are things we put on ourselves. And
you're not limited.
You're not
limited. You're not no one dared before. You can be a shaman in Ohio, helping yourself and others if you wanna try so. You can be a shaman from east to west. Just set out the thesis and discover what is best.
My first order as the new shaman is that this quest has vision.
Whoa!
It is truly limitless. You can see whatever you want.
There are three bats. I am a vampire.
Oh my gosh, I had so much cake. Because what's the point of doing drugs if you can't really enjoy yourself to the fullest? Thanks, Shaman.
Thanks, Shaman Daphne.
Call me Mrs. Shaman.
Whoa. Yeah.
That's right. Who are you married to?
Hey,
Brad.
It's me.
For real?
Try it.
Okay, you're covered in poop. You're covered in poop. Oh my god, this is so funny. You're covered in poop. Ridiculous.
Still here. You know why? Unlimited. Daphne, you're unlimited. There's not a thing now that you have these magic powers that you can't do, Miss Shaman.
Brad. You understand it, and we'll work in tandem. We will be the greatest couple Shamani has ever seen.
Mrs. Shaman Daphne.
Listeners of Off Book, Sleepy Babies, and Casual Drop-Ins, today's show is supported by Pipeline, coming to movie theaters this October.
Lincoln Center Theater's acclaimed staging depicts a mother's hopes for her son and their clash with an educational system rigged against him.
It's hailed as potent and intensely acted by the New York Times. And it's true, Zach, we just watched the trailer and I was like, man, these people are really acting.
They're acting harder than I've ever acted in my whole life. And I don't mean that like... They're acting. I don't mean that with a capital A. I mean, like, these guys, they're doing it.
They're doing it. They're, like, you know, they're really, like, out there, vulnerable, powerful performances.
I got real emotional just watching a very short trailer. And it's one of those things where they are filming a live stage show. So, like, you know the acting is raw and real.
Yeah, they're filming it live. And then you're going to get to watch it.
And you didn't even have to be in the room where it happened. You're in like the whatever the room you want to be in.
The one where Aaron Burr is when he's like, gosh, I got to get in the room where it happens.
Get that popcorn. You can't eat popcorn if you're like in the Broadway theater.
No, but you can when they're in select theaters nationwide, October 3rd, 5th, and 7th. You can see Pipeline. So visit pipelineincinema.com for tickets and more information.
That's pipelineincinema.com.
Check out that play, Pipeline. But as a movie.
Oh, boy.
Lauren.
Hi.
So killer.
Great job.
Thank you so much for doing the show.
I was stressed. I told you I'm sweaty. I'm sweaty. I had to take my Birkenstocks off at one point because they're sweaty. So I'm very sweaty.
Did you, detective, get to the bottom of it when we handed you the script midway through and said this is how it ends?
It's all planned, you guys. It's all the whole thing. They write the whole thing, the music. They compose a full musical.
You rehearse for hours.
Hours. That's why they're so good.
We're far too lazy.
You're both very good. You're also so seamless at throwing stuff to each other. It's cool.
I will say when you were like, I try to, what's the difference between this and like Baby or doing it live? It is like, oh, well, massive, more direct eye contact.
Yeah, you can
because
like,
I'm across from you instead of both singing
side by side.
And you can show the seam. We can like show the seams to each other a little bit. Whereas on stage, you want to be cooler and like not show the seams.
Right.
Make it seem seamless. So it's not, I don't know that I think it's easier. I actually do think it's harder somehow.
I think it's just different.
It's different,
but,
yeah.
But I think at first, there's definitely a little bit of an adjustment. Yeah, just some shop talk about musical.
Shop talk, because we knocked Birkenstocks off.
Very good.
Yes, you did.
Speaking of shop talk.
Shop.
You have a very good Instagram called Masking for Trouble, and if you want a real fun thing to follow, even if you don't know anything about masks, la la me, it's just... People just give you masks and you just put them on.
Yeah. And now for our listeners at home, we're not talking about like a masquerade ball mask.
We're not talking Commedia dell'arte.
And we're not talking Jim Carrey's The Mask.
No.
Although my rating system is 1 to 5 smokings, a la Jim Carrey's
That's
The Mask.
Very good.
Very good.
But we're talking about face masks for skincare. And yeah, I just liked them and got bored last summer. And so I started masking for trouble in between jobs, as an actor will do. And yeah, and now I don't spend money on face masks.
What a dream.
Unless I have to like up my Amazon cart to like $25 to get like a shipping thing.
Sure. So we decided we're going to do a rap segment called Masking for No.
Or you know what? It could be Mask Off.
Mask Off.
Mask
Off. Hit the mask off. But what's the like, what are the craziest ingredients? And then we'll kind of like go from there.
Yeah, yeah.
That you have had.
Tell us some faves, some highlights.
Well, snail mucin.
Is like common, right?
Snail essence and bee venom are very common.
Yeah.
Those are very, very common in masks.
Wow.
Mask off. It's a mask,
mask off.
What's in your mask?
It's a mask off. Mask off. It's a mask off. What's in your mask?
Yo, it's a mask off.
Yep.
I'll tell you a story, tell you a tale.
What
doesn't go as slow as a snail? It's the damn march of time that makes me have all these damn fine lines.
Yeah.
I wanna preserve my face, but also I wanna do it with style and grace. I'm not looking for Botox, looking for filler. I'm looking for a mask that's full of all that killer.
Mask off, it's a mask off.
What?
What's in your mask?
It's a mask off.
Mask off, it's a mask off. What's in your mask?
It's a mask off.
I can tell you quick, I won't even have to shrug. My mask has the venom of some poisonous bugs. Spiders, snakes aren't bugs. It doesn't matter, they are here, they be giving me love. Snake venom, rattlesnake, and a boa constrictor. Not a venomous snake, but it's in here, sister. Wrap a snake around my neck, my face gets tight. Keep that snake around my neck all night. Makes my skin nice, makes my skin fresh. Snake venom in this mask, it is the best. Everybody knows there ain't no mistake. It's primarily snake based, it's a mask from a snake. When I
mask off, it's a mask off.
Yo, what's in your mask?
It's a mask off.
Mask off,
it's a mask off.
What's in your mask?
It's a mask off.
Yo, I know you're in heaven, but you gotta get masks at 7-Eleven. That's right, you can mass market your mask from places like CVS, Target, and even Walmart.
What?
Are you unsure? Get your mask online like Hanacure.
That's right, masks from Osea, but I prefer masks that come from Korea.
Oh, mask off, it's a mask off.
What's in your mask?
It's a mask off.
Mask off,
it's a mask off.
What's in your mask?
It's a mask off.
Of all of these plain ass masks I tire, I got my mad mask like Mrs. Doubtfire. You know I'm doing that hello as I put my face in icing and dough. Oh, my face is just a base case.
you right now, not soon. I got my mask from Sailor Moon. Tuxedo Mask is the hero there, and I took it and I said, this is mine now. That's where I got it, I stole it from a man. I steal masks whenever I can. People ask me, am I joking? No, how many stars, 1 to 5, that's smoking.
Yo, your face is looking really scary. You're looking like a busted Jim Carrey. That's right, I don't play. I put masks on my face made of clay. Talking about mask, it's her destiny. She's saying like, somebody stop me. And she's doing that every single DS. Dancing with her, oh yes, I would please this.
Mask off, it's a mask off. What's in your mask? It's a mask off. Mask off,
it's a mask off.
Somebody stop me.
It's a mask off.
Well, that rap was smoking. Oh yeah, I love that mask. Oh my gosh, Lauren Adams, where do the people find you?
You can find me on Instagram at I'm Lauren Adams or Masking for Trouble, and also on Twitter at I'm Lauren Adams.
Heck yeah.
Great job having those socials consistent.
Go watch Kimmy Schmidt if you haven't already. It's great, God obviously. Damn. Thank you, Brett. Thank you, Dana. Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Earwolf. Thank you, Colin. Thank you, Karate Bird. So happy to have you in the studio. Hell yeah. Tour stuff. Updates coming soon. There are some more dates. Yeah, actually, might be out by the time this comes out.
Who could possibly know? We don't know. But, you know, if we're coming at you, you're probably hearing about it on social media. So come see us with your face.
Yeah, do it. And as we end every episode by saying, if you take the limitless pill,
you better get ready for limitless thrill.
Hey, Zach. Uh-oh. Dale's back.
Dale's back.
Hi, y'all. Hey, I just had a couple more things to say about Evelyn and Bobby because I really didn't want anybody to miss this opportunity to buy underwear from such a wonderful women-led company. Man, they're making great, beautiful undergarments. Hoo-wee! They combine softness with smooth, flat seams that offer a fit so comfortable, well, you'll forget you're wearing them. Evelyn and Bobby comes in 3 silhouettes and 1 size that fits many with 4-way stretch that moves with you.
And it's for everyone. It's people like Dale and people that say knickers like British people.
That's right. Visit EvelynandBobby.com and use code OFFBOOK to get a free pair of knickers with any purchase. Whew, that's a $28 value when you use the code OFFBOOK at EvelynandBobby.com. Get them knickers.
Thanks, Dale.
How powerful is Cox Internet? Powerful enough to let your band members in Vegas, Phoenix, and Rhode Island jam like you're all in the same garage. Get gig speeds powered by fiber from Cox. It's internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, always building better. Download speeds up to 1 gigabit per second. Cox internet is connected to the premises via coaxial connection. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms and other restrictions may apply.